So if everything is determined by karma, then we can just let go of things and we can get relief.
Emotionally.
So emotionally we can let go of things. Yes. In material consciousness, we basically think of two alternatives. Either things are in my control or things are out of control. But bhakti wisdom helps us to understand that things that are out of my control are not out of control. They are out of my control, but they are still in Krishna's control. So, let me focus on doing that which I can do. And so sometimes, as I said, the first thing which we have control over is our own consciousness. That means somebody has hurt me terribly. At that time, what do I do? That person has done that, it's hurting me, I can't do anything about that. That event has happened now. But if my consciousness I control, I'm thinking of that person again and again. Why did he do that? Why did she do that? Why? It'll simply make me frustrated. But if I control my consciousness directed towards Krishna, I'll calm down. Once I'm calmed down, then I can think more objectively about the situation. And then I can decide how to deal with that situation. So, letting go does not necessarily mean not doing anything about a situation. In different situations, we can respond in different ways. Normally, when we think of letting go and surrendering to Krishna, the standard examples of Draupadi. Now, when she was being disrobed, she just raised her hands and surrendered. So now, before that, if you hear the whole pastime, Draupadi was trying to reason. Telling if Yudhishthira had gambled himself, how could he have gambled me before when he was not his own master? And she's throughout trying to avert disaster. So is it that Draupadi was surrendered only when she raised her hands up? And before that she was unsurrendered? Before that she was rebellious? No, it is not like that. She was surrendered throughout. Her surrender was that she was adhering to Dharma. She was reminding everyone else of Dharma. But at that particular time, when she realized that no one can help me, she just raised her hand and surrendered. So that is one way of surrender. She just let go of everything, just offered her consciousness, her heart to Krishna. Now at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, surrender to me. Maam ekam sharanam vraja. And Arjuna says, yes, I'll surrender to you. Karishye vachanam tava in 18.73. But how does Arjuna surrender to Krishna? Now Arjuna doesn't raise his hands and surrender. Arjuna raises his bow in readiness to fight. So Arjuna's surrender is in his readiness to fight, in his upraised bow. So surrender can have different forms in different situations. Srila Prabhupada's surrender was, now he prays to Krishna, Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Se Mate. Kashtera Putali Jata, Nachao, Se Mate. My dear Lord, make me dance. Just as a puppeteer makes a puppet dance, make me dance, O Lord. So what does that mean? The Prabhupada himself was planning so much. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I try this out? Trying that out. So Prabhupada's surrender was not just raising his bow to fight, not raising his arms to surrender. Prabhupada was doing wherever an opportunity came, taking that opportunity. Try that. Krishna, make me dance. So we do want to let go, but letting go does not necessarily mean not doing anything. Letting go means putting first things first. First thing is, it is our consciousness that is what we need to control. Our consciousness we direct towards Krishna. We offer it to Krishna. Once our consciousness is offered to Krishna, thereafter, we can wisely choose. Okay, we will get the calmness, the clarity to choose. Should I do this or do that? Should I fight as in Draupadi? Should I fight as did Arjuna? Should I just let go as did Draupadi? So basically when we face difficulty, we have three options. We change ourselves and tolerate the situation, act to change the situation, or walk away from the situation. It's like when the Pandavas were subjected to atrocities. Initially they said when they tried to get burnt, they attempted to be burned when Bhima was poisoned. They said, don't blow up the issue. Just keep it in the family. They tolerated it. They tried to keep the peace. But eventually when Draupadi was dishonored, a particular line was crossed. And they fought. But eventually when Krishna departed from the world, they just walked away. Or sometimes Now, we also have this, basically, we also have these three different options. Sometimes there is some situation. We can't change, we just tolerate, accept it. I'll tolerate and continue on. Sometimes we know this person, the way they are acting, they are hurting me and they will hurt others also. Something has to be done, some action has to be done against them. So we may take action. Sometimes we may decide, oh, this particular problem, it's so messy. I have better things to do in my life. I'm not going to get involved in this. Just move on. So if we have the attitude of service, then the attitude of service, Krishna will give us the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. How can I best move onwards towards you? So that way we will be guided towards making the right choice. Does that answer your question?